Welcome to the Witches Healing Podcast. This space was created to get us all back to why we started our journey in the first place. In this sacred space, we understand that the only way out is within. I'm your host, Christina, also known as Moonstone Energy, and I'll be giving life advice, affirmations for success, collective messages, and more. I'm happy you're here. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Witches Healing. I am your host, Christina, and today we are going to be talking about getting back to the basics, taking ownership of your reality. So today, I came across a couple of things that I feel like needs to be said. So basically, today I came across this post on Instagram and it made a lot of sense, right? So the first one that I came across today, it said, sometimes spirit and ancestors can't help you because you have not made up your mind yet. They can't assist a confused mind. And then the next thing that I see is healing also means taking responsibility for the role you play in your own suffering. That's deep. I think every one of us at some point have gotten to that fork in the road where we don't necessarily understand why everything around us basically fell apart. Like, what caused us to get into this position? Why did we end up, you know, surrounded by these types of people? Basically, you come to the realization that you let yourself down. And that is the most hurtful thing that you could possibly, I would say, go through on a level where you're basically doing self-reflecting. Like, that's one of the worst things that you can experience, is having to come to the realization that you essentially let yourself down and you allowed things to happen. Some people would argue that, oh, that's like how they would say, you know, you are the company you keep. Like, that's like you attract those types of people, like that, like that's some type of new age type of thinking. But in all honesty, it really isn't. I would have to argue with that statement, because when you actually think about it from a psychological level, like, I'm not sure if any of you've read the blog that I made on my website, moonstoneenergy.com, for the Cosmic Wisdom blog. But basically, there's a blog posting that I made in regards to codependency and how it stifles your spiritual growth. And people that tend to be codependent and reliant on other people end up basically attracting those types of narcissistic people, people that are easily used and abused, either physically or verbally. And it's very apparent, like, you can actually see that. So it's not like it's something that's made up, because there's actual proof out there that shows that those are the type of people that some people tend to end up with. It depends on the type of situation and, you know, different factors. But yes, essentially, at its essence, you are who you attract. So if you're that type of person, you're going to attract someone that's looking for that type of person, that's going to allow those types of things. So yes, you can attract those types of people. Now, I think that when you sit down and you actually think about your, you know, role in your own suffering, that's when it can become a lot and essentially too much for some people to handle. I was speaking with someone a while ago and just talking about the different things that they've been through. But me, like I said, I'm not the type of person anymore. I'm not for the coddling. Like, there's no growth in coddling someone. So if you want to, you know, basically grow or do anything that pertains to working with me, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off. I'm not about to sit here and baby you. No one's going to baby you out there. The people that's going to abuse you, they're not going to baby you. Maybe it'll seem like they're babying you and coddling you at first, but they're going to rip you to shreds. So I wouldn't want anyone to feel like I'm not going to be honest with them. Like, I'm going to give you 1,000% honesty. So when I was talking to this person, I was just being blunt and blatantly honest. And that's just, maybe it's just me being, I mean, we're going to chalk it up to being a Virgo, but I'm not even going to take that as a cop out, because the type of person that I am on a cellular level, if I'm sitting here and I'm asking you for constructive criticism, I expect you to give me that. So I'm going to give you the same courtesy. So I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm not saying that, I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying it out of love. You want my opinion, you want me to help you out, I'm going to give you the truth. No chaser. So as I'm talking to this person, it's like they're not taking to the information that I'm giving them. And it's like, no, it's like they're like pacing back and forth and getting like flustered and anxious. And they just, you know, they just brush it off. Like, no, this is what it is. This is what your reality looks like right in front of you. What are you going to do about it? That's what it is. If you are looking to change anything about your reality, you have to be honest with yourself about what you've been allowing, what you've been doing, because I guarantee you what you have been doing has not been working to your favor, in your favor. It has not been working out the way that you thought it would work out. And if you are who you say you are, which is a master manifester, an alchemist, someone that knows how to create change, someone that moves with the energy of an empress when they need to, or moves with that the you know, their divine masculine energy, like people that know how to balance both the masculine and the feminine when they need to. If you are really that person, you're gonna know when it's time to reassess something and go back to the drawing board and approach the situation from a different angle with a different pair of lenses. To sit here to do the same thing over and over again is complete insanity. There's no such thing as change or growth when you're constantly doing the same thing over and over again. And then what makes it even worse is when you are doing the same thing over and over again and you think that you're going to get different results. You're not. It's like you're chasing your own tail, basically. So I'm challenging you, the listener, to take some time and think about a moment in time where you weren't able to see clearly because you were stuck and bound to a certain situation or a certain way of thinking, or like, how did you get out of those situations? I want you to take that time to think about that. But also, like, when you are in those situations where, like I mentioned before, you're self-assessing and you're realizing what's working, what's not working, what you've been doing wrong and what you've been doing right, and your role in any type of situation that you're in, whether you are working at a job that you don't necessarily like, you're in a marriage or in a relationship that you don't necessarily want to be in anymore, you're with someone that is, whether it be friendship or romantic, you're with these people and they don't make you feel a certain type of way that you feel like you deserve, you have to sit down and do some self-assessment. Like, how did you get here? How did I allow something like this to happen? When you take ownership of your role in your life, that's when you take back your power. That's when you take back what was stolen from you. Whoever took from you, you calling back your time, you're calling back your energy, you're calling back everything that is yours. So it's a lot of power in owning your reality. When people get upset, when people get upset that you are making the decision to move differently, when you decide to change and make shifts and things of that nature, you're getting out of those situations, you're no longer allowing someone to treat you a certain type of way, you're no longer allowing someone to talk to you a specific kind of way, you're not allowing different things anymore, people have issues with people that have boundaries for themselves. Like, it just irritates them. It's like, how dare you not allow me to do something to you that I know is I wouldn't want someone to do to me. That's basically what it is. And it sounds so crazy. It sounds so crazy. But it happens more often than not. And once you get your boundaries together, can't nobody fuck with you. And that's it. Nobody can fuck with you. And I was literally so... And I mentioned this on my other podcast, but basically I've been sick for a while. I had the flu. I'm just now coming out of it. Took my spiritual baths like two days, right? And I've been feeling really wonderful on a spiritual level and a physical level. I'm starting to come out of it and I feel better. But while I was on my downtime and in my hiatus, basically... I was laying in the bed one day and I was thinking to myself, like a lot of people feel like, and I had this where I had to realize this for myself, like when I was actively removing people out of my life because some people were close to me through mutual, be like we knew mutual people like family, right? I had it to in my mind that I needed to do a cord cutting spell or a banishing spell. I mean, same type of energy, right? To get rid of them out of my life. You don't always have to go the spiritual route when it comes to removing people from your life. Half the battle when it comes to a banishing spell or a cord cutting spell is boundaries. If you don't have boundaries and you don't stand on those boundaries, whatever banishing spell, cord cutting spell that you did is going to fall flat on its face. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Like I literally was in the bed thinking that I was like, wow, it seemed like legit, you were sitting out here doing all these different spells to get rid of this person. But the main key that you needed to learn is that you needed to have strong boundaries. Like, how can you sit here and be like, I'm going to get rid of this person and you don't have no damn boundaries? Like, they're not going to go anywhere if you don't say, no, leave me alone. They're going to still be there. And once I understood that, I mean, of course, I did my own cord cutting and banishing rituals, but I had to go about it a different way as well. Like I also had to keep my boundaries in place. And you know, when you do a cord cutting or any type of banishing work, that person is always going to come back as a testing moment from the universe to see if you're really done with this person. They're going to call you, try to relay a message between, relay a message to you with someone else. They're going to act out. They're going to do some irrational stuff that they probably would not have done had you been in their presence. They're going to do everything that they can, pull out every stop in the book to get you to come back around. And when you don't, that's when they know their mess, their shenanigans, all that mess they've been doing, it's not going to work. And what you said, you meant. You're not coming back. You're not dealing with their mess anymore. That's when they know what's real. And that's going to be the best thing for you. So I just want you to take that, put it in your back pocket. Just understand that owning your reality goes way beyond, you know, acknowledging your role. Like, yes, you have to acknowledge your role in it, but you also have to have boundaries and go through the motions and go through the steps and actually do the work in order to see results that you're looking for. So I hope that this episode helped you. If you have any questions, definitely leave me something in the comments. Leave me a message. Make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. And make sure that you like and add and save this podcast to your playlist. But I will talk to you all in the next episode. Bye. The next time you hear from me, let's say the next episode, you'll be one step closer to your highest self, one step closer to stepping into your divine energy and in complete flow. And so it is. Ache. Thank you.